Here to run us through the Dictionary of Sydney for another week is Lisa Murray. Morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Tess.
What are we chatting about this week?
Well, you know I try to be topical, and so of course we've got this thing called a state election happening on Saturday.
Oh, 3 days to go.
Yeah, so I did think that maybe we should look back and see how the early electioneering for state elections happened.
I'm so into this because I have no idea. I'm picturing people on little soapboxes, but it's probably wrong.
Well, it's a good start because because they had to actually sort of, I guess, get up and speak to people. So it's kind of really interesting actually looking back and seeing how things are done now, because we have to remember, no radio, no TV, no mobile phones. So how did people actually get the word out about what they were doing? So it was a very different sort of style of electioneering, I guess. But just to take a step back and also think about, did we always have the parliament we have now? Like in state of New South Wales, we have two houses of parliament. Well, we are the oldest sort of parliamentary house in Australia. So in New South Wales, it was established first. But it wasn't around initially. I mean, we were a penal colony when the British came. That's how they set it up. So it was all about the governor at the start. So think benevolent dictator, kind of.
That makes sense.
And then they gradually, the British gradually sort of gave levels of independence to the colony so that it could actually become not just a prison, but could actually become a thriving sort of trading port. And so first up, they allowed us to have a legislative assembly in 1823. So that means the governor had a few other people working around him to do parliamentary stuff. That's a technical term. And so the first legislative council from 1823 had the governor and just five politicians, which were appointed by the governor. So still no elections happening.
So him and his mates.
Yeah, him and his mates. And that's what happened between 1825 and 1842. And then sort of the 1840s were quite a significant time for New South Wales and the colony, because the transportation finished in 1840, and then there were some movements towards more kind of political independence. So the Legislative Council creates Sydney Municipal Council.
Right.
So we get our first local government. And then at the same time, the British government passes the first Constitution Act of 1842 for New South Wales, which actually creates the our first step towards democracy, because we can start to elect some, not all, some of the Legislative Council members.
Ah.
So the very first election, therefore, happened in 1843.
Oh, wow.
We had, there was, the Legislative Council then was to be made up of 36 politicians, 12 of them appointed by the governor, or technically the crown, but really the governor put them towards the Brits, and they said, yeah, yeah. But two-thirds, 24, a whole 24 people were could be elected by landowners and householders if they met the property requirements. So just really just think, it's only men.
Men.
Voting.
I was going to say it, men.
So, yeah. So, you know, very limited electoral franchise initially. But so the first election happened in 1843. And the first thing to realise about that too is that polling day, we all vote on the same day.
We do.
And we vote on a Saturday, which is helpful for a lot of people, makes it a bit more flexible for people to actually get to the polling booth. Well, the first elections in New South Wales were held over a series of days in June. So what this also meant was that there were specific times for when nominations could be made and when polling was going to occur and then when the poll was going to be announced by the returning officer. So people could actually stand in one seat, lose, nominate for another seat, try and run again, and so on.
Oh,
so it was
God.
Kind of a little bit chaotic.
Can you imagine if people were still able to do that today?
Yeah, yeah. and so then the only ways they could actually get their message across was through the newspapers, and through sort of mass meetings. So there were lots of, and supporters sort of organised lots of meetings. So you look at the newspapers around, you know, well, really from January through to June, and there's all these advertisements, people calling for public meetings so that policies can be discussed, and, you know, the character of different candidates be discussed and what they were going to actually try and push. So there was lots of public meetings. They were taking place in the public houses, so hotels. Some of them would have been inside. Some of them also in larger hotels that had balconies and things. The sort of people running the public meeting would be standing on the balcony and everyone else would be down on the street so that they could hear and listen. So it really helped to have a big, loud voice that you could project as well. So it was. There was a lot of excitement and hustle and bustle. Cut to the chase. Election day, we're just going to look at Sydney itself, the inner city. There were two members to be elected. There were five candidates running.
I'm imagining at least one of them was named John.
A lot of them were named William.
Hey, I was close.
Yeah. No, you were very close. It was a good guess. So there was William Wentworth, William Bland, William Hustler.
Oh, my gosh.
Great name, really, Hustler, I think. And Robert Cooper and Captain Maurice O'Connell.
Not a single John.
Not a single John. But a John comes in, don't worry.
Hey!
So, anyway, I particularly liked William Hustler's electioneering style, which included publishing a rhyming poem in the newspapers that talked about his policies and his character and his virtues. That's a good one. We'll put a link up on the dictionary on that. Polling day started off all right. There was lots of excitement, people going. There was lots of supporters around each of the polling stations around. But then they start – another thing that we don't do anymore, they started announcing how the polls were going through on the hour.
Oh.
So from 11 o'clock onwards, they started saying how it was going, which means supporters could find out how their candidate was going and, I guess, go out and try and drum up more business for people to go and vote. But also, they could try and stop other people from voting.
If they knew the other one was winning.
Yeah. And so what developed was this whole, well, it became a massive melee, essentially. And so particularly down the Rocks and Millers Point area, supporters of Cooper and O'Connell, armed with picket fence palings and sticks.
Of course.
Went out once they'd heard that Wentworth and Bland were polling well. They went up to the polling booth and they were pulling down their banners and flags, and they overturned the returning officer's table and chairs, and the mounted police had to come in.
Oh, God.
So then John Jones,
who
was already a city councillor and was a supporter of Wentworth and Bland, retaliated to this offence. He apparently got caught up in it and got whacked in the head. Don't know if that made him a bit senseless. But anyway, he was a sea merchant. So he went down to the wharves and got a whole mob together who came back with harpoons, whale spears, blubber spades and so on, and started to try to attack their rivals.
Oh, my gosh.
And so the mounted police had to come in again, and they decided to suspend polling down at the Rocks because of all of this. This pushing and shoving goes on at all the other places as well. So palings are broken off fences, flags are pulled down, there's sort of people just roaming the streets. This is a Thursday, it's not even a weekend. And then someone gets stabbed up at Brickfield Hill, so up near Central Station, got caught in one of these melees, and he later died of his wounds.
Oh,
so on
no.
Our very first election, we also had a fatality.
Oh, wow.
So this behaviour was widely condemned, and intimidation had driven many people away from casting their vote, and it was a very inauspicious start to Sydney democracy.
Not enough sausages, too many wailing harpoons.
Yeah, that's right. So I think while we might go, oh, this whole political thing, why have we got it? I think we should be grateful and think about the overall courteous way in which our electoral voting happens, and, you know, enjoy our moment of democracy when we can actually tell people what we really think and vote some decent politicians in. Go for it, Sydney.
Very democratic. Where can we find out more info?
You can find out more, including more about the elections and some great posters and ephemera on dictionarysydney.org.
Thanks so much, Lisa.
Thanks, Tess.